welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Whoa, Andrew.
That was quite discordant.
You were all over my my range there.
Sorry.
You usually slip in late with a hello.
I know. Sorry.
Well, it's fine. I mean, you're excited for once, so that's good.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
I'm Andrew.
I always forget the meaning of the word catastrophe.
Yeah?
It's a big problem.
That's
actually really good.
Yeah, I like that one. It's fun to start with a joke. How's everyone's week's been?
You know. Same old, same old.
Just
pretty
normal.
Good.
I cleaned my washing machine the other day.
Oh.
The inside. So,
snap. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. When last before this time had you cleaned it? More importantly.
I don't think I've ever cleaned it.
Boy, we are on the same page today.
What on earth? Sorry. What?
Same in range, same in washing machine.
Can we pause before we go into the details of this?
Yeah.
What made you clean it, Andrew?
Claire.
Okay, all right. Dylan, what made you clean yours?
A stench.
Oh, it would be so good if it was Claire as well.
Yeah. The two are not the same. What has happened is where my washing machine goes, it's not really kind of plumbed into the wall. It's more like a pipe outlet thing, and then the water drains out the drain. And I've been noticing on that first kind of, after the thing has rolled around the drum for a while, it does that initial outpouring.
Yeah.
And in that moment, there's this thick, pungent smell that comes through the house.
Okay.
And I think, is that normal? I can't really tell, because a lot of washing machines, you wouldn't be exposed to that water anyway.
And also,
it would go far away from you and all the evil that comes with it.
You famously just roll around in the dirt and poo and that kind of stuff. So when you are cleaning your clothes, it is washing off a lot of excrement that wouldn't normally be there on the average person's clothes.
I wear my boxes 4 or 5 times. So we established the new one where you step into them upside down and they don't cover anything. So I did think, like, maybe this is just how these things smell. You know, it's an amalgamation of towels that have been used a bunch of times, clothing, socks, sometimes sheets, all these different things.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what that smells like.
Yeah.
But after a while, I started to think, no, this can't be human. Something must be dead inside the washing machine.
Oh, dear. Interesting.
So I watched YouTube. YouTube's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
There's video on literally anything you can think of wanting to do.
Although that said, I don't know
some
if I want to...
Some dude's made.
I don't want to watch a compilation of just people pulling dead things out of washing machines.
Yeah, I should have filmed mine.
I emptied up my washing machine.
For the compilation.
And you won't believe what happened next.
So I opened up all the different bits, and turns out there's this little filter thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Open there, and there were these three kind of charcoal-looking discs.
Ooh.
I thought, what are these? Are these part of the washing machine? Are they like some kind of cleaning tile that you might put in, like a dishwasher or something? Look closely. It turns out they were little 10-cent coins that had obviously, they'd like forged into diamonds. They'd been there that long. It was, and I smelt them and they reeked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know what it is. You know, like copper coins already have that funny smell if you handle them and then smell your finger. Like this is that times like 65 million years of pressure or something. Because they genuinely look like coal.
You're going to save them, sell them on eBay.
Yeah. I threw them out and I threw the bin out and then I threw the big bin out. And then
threw the washing machine out.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand wash clothes.
So now I have a clean washing machine and no more coal coins.
I don't know if this has happened with your washing machine, but for some reason they've designed it so that it's kind of difficult to clean. Because essentially,
About washing.
Exactly. Yeah. So the valve, kind of makes sense. It needs to be at the bottom for drainage.
Yeah.
Okay. But generally, your washing machine is so close to the ground that you have to unscrew it, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's way too low to get a Tupperware or something underneath there to catch all of the water that's been sitting there.
Yeah.
And so you end up just kind of shoving a towel underneath as far as
and
you
that
can.
Never catches
which is
everything.
Like a centimeter under the thing.
Yeah.
And you basically unscrew it and there's just water everywhere. And most of it goes underneath the washing machine.
Yeah. To a place that you can never get to.
Exactly.
And never will get to.
It's such a frustrating design. And then my one has like a little nozzle that you can pull out and open.
Yeah.
But basically, by the time you've undone the valve, there's nothing that's coming out of there. It's like it's totally empty. The like three drops.
Did you take your coin filter out?
Oh, no.
I didn't find any coin gold.
No, I didn't find any coin. I just found a curtain clip, one of those curtain rail clips.
Oh, yes. Now, if you left that thing another 10 years, you'd start smelling some funny smells. I also found an old plectrum that I had in one of my pockets that I think is genuinely... I've lost it for so long that I've forgotten the exact one. But I used to have a plectrum that I carried around and I'd always think, oh, I've lost it. And then I'd find it again. It was like this thing.
Yeah. And you lost it.
And I lost it. But then I'd forgotten that I'd lost it. I'd forgotten that it even existed.
Yeah.
And now I found it.
That's
but
amazing.
I threw it away.
What?
Oh, I'm sick of it. It stank.
Yeah.
It stank, Andrew.
It's like a 10-cent coin.
You're going to find it soon.
You think so? You think it'll somehow pop up?
Yeah, it finds you.
I want to know, why was there a curtain clip in your washing machine?
One of those plastic ones? I don't know. It's a very good question.
Because, I mean, are you washing curtains regularly?
We might have washed our curtains once in the... when was the last time I cleaned the washing machine?
When you put the curtains up, weren't you like, oh, this is lopsided. I best check the machine.
Curtain clips are a dime a dozen.
The only washing machine problem we've ever had was that our washing machine just kept on shorting the whole time, which is not kind of what you want because generally a short sort of problem.
You want to be able to wash shirts, long pants, socks, not just shorts.
Yeah. Well, it's fine for summer. No, but you don't really want something that's, you know, constantly filling up with water
right.
to be cutting out your electricity because that's... No. Those two things famously did not mix.
Well, they mixed too well.
Very well.
That's the problem.
Too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
So we found out, though, what it was. And this is a helpful tip for you people. It was hair clips. So too many hair clips.
Oh,
and then they were kind of piercing through the rubber that's around the machine. And so then it was leaking onto the electrical wiring.
But why are you putting your hair clips in the washing machine, Simon?
Andrew, this has been quite informative, actually, about washing machine use.
The thing is,
we should film this.
1,000 views.
I just love putting my hair clips in the washing machine.
Get them clean.
It just makes such a fun sound if you put loads in.
I thought I'd get the best news out first. The washing machine has been cleaned.
Yeah.
Second best news, I booked some tickets to Thailand.
Ooh, that's really good.
So it comes in close second.
Look, just because you've run out of stories for true or false doesn't mean you need to go all the way there.
No, I just got so jealous. I mean, Simon was talking about it for about 8 podcasts.
I was going to say, we've just finally finished
the lead up to Thailand.
Can I butt in just very quickly and ask Simon, did you manage to travel all the way with one bag, with a backpack? Or did you take... Because that was the big question.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yes and no. It's probably the best thing. So
Leave it at that. That's your answer.
I left Cape Town with one bag for myself, with all my stuff in, like I said I would, like I'd planned to. And then just because it seemed like that would be also the kind of bag that you'd want to put stuff in when you're going out and stuff like that for day trips, ended up buying a bag so I could have sort of my suntan lotion stuff on me.
So did you buy the
bag? That's like the worst outcome because you probably had another bag in Cape Town.
Oh, right. So you've had to buy an extra bag.
You had to buy a bag. Yeah, so that's really backfired, isn't it?
Backpack fired. Well, anyway, so I booked a flight to Thailand.
Nice.
There was a big special on. Well, it's, you know, let's not talk figures here, but it was quite cheap. So I booked it, and that was fun. But what I noticed, and I don't know if you noticed this when you booked your flights or any flights for that matter, is that they get you with the good price, and then you go to the next page, and there's suddenly the price is quite a lot more.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, this seems interesting. Let me look at what extras they've added on. Now, bear in mind, this is on TravelStart, the site that famously remembers everything you've searched, puts ads onto Facebook, sends me emails about like, oh, do you still want that flight? They know the kind of flights I'm looking for and the price range that I'm looking in. And yet they still had the gall to add on a luggage concierge as one of the things that I might be paying for.
What is a luggage concierge?
Somebody apparently who picks up your bags and takes them to the plane for you and picks them up once you've landed and carries them to your taxi for you.
Isn't that just called a husband?
Yeah.
I mean, who do they think they're dealing with? I've been searching like day after day to get the cheapest possible flight on the dates that I had available. And they think at the end of all that, I'm going to go splash out on a luggage concierge. That's the kind of thing that you only offer to people who are buying, you know, business class flights.
So was this something that you could remove?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I removed everything.
Oh, brilliant.
I took out insurance, a seat. I don't need a seat. I'll stand. It'll be fine.
If you offered to serve drinks, do you think you could get a slightly cheaper
price? It's great because I was really working to try get it back down to that original good price. So I'm like weighing it up here, like... You know, medical aid, nah, should be fine. If the airline liquidates, it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Uncheck that one.
Yeah. Well, I've got a good tip for you. Just take one bag and then you don't need
extra luggage.
So that's handy.
That is a good tip.
What line items were there that you also took off? Were there things like visit the pilot?
yeah, you pay a lot for that one.
That kind of thing, like go down into the hold, say hello to the pets that are traveling. That's kind of fun.
I think
bonus.
that was one of them, but again, I ticked it off.
Yeah, is it like it. Cheaper to fly if you don't have a beard because it's less extra weight? Yeah.
I wanted to sit on the window seat.
Okay, on the window seat.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one by the emergency exit.
All right.
And you pay less if you're there because it's very stressful. It can be very stressful when a plane's going down and suddenly you're kind of tasked with saving everyone's lives in a panic situation.
Which is a lot of weight on your shoulders, especially considering the first thing you have to do is jump on the person's shoulders that is sitting in that seat. Yeah. So you don't want that.
No.
Bathroom update.
Oh, I love a good bathroom update.
Can we do like a little flushing noise for that? Simon, you can find us a flashing noise.
I quite liked what Andrew was
doing. A good one, I thought.
Do it again.
Yeah, no, I should probably find a flashing noise. Yeah, that
it's
was quite
cool. It's not very good.
So no. I mean, I've tried to convince Simon that the third floor bathrooms are where it's at. Like, that is the place to be.
Sorry, please. If some people are just joining the podcast. Yeah. The third floor where?
Well, we both work in the same building.
Yes. Okay.
And the second floor and the first floor are proven to be very difficult bathrooms to frequent.
Especially of recent.
Of recent times.
Okay.
They've made it more difficult,
yes.
Basically. And the third floor is unblemished and quite lovely. And I thought, and to be honest, it was the paragon of bathrooms for me. It was just the best.
You guys sound like parasites. You know that.
Yeah.
Like, find a clean bathroom host. You go there for a while until all the resources are used up and then you have to move on.
Well, here's the thing. I thought that this was the clean bathroom. And every time I've walked in, it's been spotless and empty.
Yeah.
And I mean, and in fact, I think only once someone else has walked into the bathroom while I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
So it's like your own little apartment.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the problem is that I walked in earlier this week and there was a piece of paper that had been taped to the floor.
Yeah.
That said in quite sort of passive aggressive language.
Yeah.
Whoever is doing this, please stop wiping your boogers on the wall.
On the wall?
Yeah. So I had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
None of them were answered. I could not see any boogers for the first point.
Boogers.
And I just wondered, like, why would you be doing that?
You know what? I have a question that's just springing to mind. Yeah. Is there a better word, a less juvenile word than boogers? What can you use?
I think most people say snot.
Yeah.
No, but probably. Snot is like the runny version. Boogers is clearly like, you know, the solid.
Yeah, I guess so. It's maybe it's like crystallized snot.
Snollies.
Snollies.
Snollies would be one, but it doesn't get much, you know, it's not much more sophisticated than boogers. No. But there must be like an actual scientific thing for it.
There probably is.
Mucus
deposits.
Globules.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I couldn't see any, but now I'm on the lookout. Now I don't want to like touch the door, touch the wall. I'm on high alert.
Do you know what it probably is, Andrew?
What?
Is when you saw someone the other day go into the bathroom, that was when they realized that their slice of heaven was being taken by someone else, that they were sharing this amazing space. And so what they've done is made a sign to put you off from using that bathroom.
Well,
to kind of get you out of it so that they can have it all to themselves.
Well, their sign was too weird. It hasn't put me off. It's intrigued me.
I have a bathroom update from my own personal home.
Oh, good.
Is in an effort to get people to save water. Well, actually not people. I say people, mainly myself and and my wife Christine.
Yeah.
What Christine has done is she's put a sign on the area of our toilet where you would flush the toilet. And I say area, that sounds weird because most people are just imagining a normal toilet with a flusher handle stuck on the cistern, but our toilet doesn't have that sort of that. The flushing facility is deep set almost into the wall, so you sort of press something on the wall and then the toilet flushes.
Very Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it's pretty futuristic.
It's a render scan.
My toilet. So to stop us, to kind of remind us, okay, to remind us of the old adage, whatever it's called, if it's yellow, mellow, if it's brown, flushes down, Christine has put only for poos sign on the flushing device on the wall. So that we kind of remember, you know, don't, if, you know.
What is an only for poo sign?
It's just
a sign where the words only for poos are written.
Yes.
On. Okay.
It's
so I thought this was like a sign that everyone knows about.
Like the don't wipe your boogers on the wall sign.
Yeah.
Just download the template from the internet. Click past boogers, find the poo, and you're done.
Okay. So that's stuck on there.
So she stuck that on there. The problem is, though, it's caused some confusion.
Mm.
It's because we don't always remember, because this is just for us to remind us.
Well, how hard is it to remember? They've got signs all over the house.
Yeah.
It's like, boil kettle if you want tea to be hot.
Remember to shut door when leave. Remember to close eyes in bed. Otherwise, sleep won't happen. So
breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those signs.
They're all along the passage.
Oh, jeez, you wouldn't have wanted to see me when the please wipe sign was down. No, so what's happened is we...
You used it to wipe.
You get into the habit of... I mean, obviously, most people who have not been trying to save water up until now have just gone into the habit of flushing a toilet like a normal person, right? And so it's to break the habit of kind of just pressing the wall, moving on. It's to go like, oh, yes, I must remember not to do that. So it makes sense for that sign to be there. The problem is that we don't always remember to take it down when guests arrive. And when the guest approaches a toilet that says only for booze, they start going, well, where should I wee?
Now I get it. They don't understand that behind the sign is a weird embossed kind of flusher on a wall.
So like in the shower, in the basin, where is this wee meant
one
to happen?
One of the many other bathrooms you've got hiding around the flat. Yeah. That's interesting. So what do they do? Just hold it in.
Well, luckily, they come chat to us and we give them further clarity.
That's amazing. Here's a question. Do you guys do frozen milk?
Ooh, what do you mean?
Never do
frozen
milk. You
know when people like freeze milk?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Now, you say big time.
Yeah.
I say never.
You say never. I say I've just done one recently.
Yeah,
I've done a frozen milk. Now, Andrew, do you buy like a ton of milk at the beginning of the month?
a ton of milk.
And then freeze a whole bunch of them?
No, so we'll do it on a weekly basis. So we'll
buying milk every week and freezing it.
Yeah, what on earth's the point then? Why don't you just use it fresh?
Well, because we use a lot of milk.
What?
Yeah, we go through a lot of milk.
Yeah, but every week you know how much milk you're going to need because you're freezing that amount. Why don't you just buy enough to have it fresh?
No, because if it's sitting in the fridge, it might not stay fresh. If you buy 2 2-liter milks, the second one is not necessarily going to be fresh by the end of one week. Yeah.
You know, they've got an expiration date, and you can just look for ones with
I've had bad
longer
experiences.
Than tomorrow.
Or maybe we only buy milk every 2 weeks, but I mean, but
that's convenient.
That's a big difference.
Well, I'll tell you what we do. We buy, it's on the shopping list, 1 2-liter and 2 1-liters.
Wait.
And the 2 1-liters go in the freezer.
What do you mean it's on the shopping list?
Yeah.
What's the point of making a shopping list if there's a thing that's always on the shopping list? Then just always buy that thing. It doesn't have to be on the list.
No, for me, it's got to be on the list or I don't buy it.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Wait. No, I agree with Andrew here. So you're telling me that if you always buy it, you don't put it on the shopping list.
You get pre-printed shopping lists with like all the stuff that you're going to need on them.
No, we have an updatable Google Keep account that we keep it updated with.
Yeah, I still scratch things into stones with sticks.
Because
I'm living in the past.
That's so easy. Like if you always buy it, then it's almost like you're more likely to forget it because you've got the list in front of you, and it's like
that makes no sense. If you always buy it, you're unlikely.
Because you're obsessed with getting every item on the list like some sort of treasure hunt.
Yeah.
That by the time you find found the Epsom salts.
Yeah.
you've forgotten that you actually normally buy milk.
Is freezing milk weird? I didn't think it was. I've always frozen milk.
This is what I'm trying to figure out.
It's not weird.
It, Okay, there's two things.
Yeah.
There's the expiration date. We'll talk about that in a moment. And there's what happens to the milk when you freeze it and then thaw it, and is it the same? No, because it must be different, because there's that big kind of iceberg floating in the middle.
Okay.
And what you're pouring is a lesser version of milk.
If you've got a big iceberg, you've already made your first mistake.
Well, teach me the ways of the frozen milk, Andrew.
So you've got to start...
You've been doing this every week for your whole life.
Exactly. You've got to start that defrost a good day beforehand.
Okay. Right?
And you leave it on the sink. You don't put it in the microwave or in hot water.
No, none of that. I'm just leaving it out.
Good.
Yeah.
So you give it a day. By the
next
day...
I've used it too soon.
Yeah.
Too quickly.
That's the thing. And before you put it in your little plastic milk jug, because I guess that's how I do it. I don't know how you do it.
But yeah.
Then you give it a damn good shake.
Yeah.
So it becomes like a milk shake.
Exactly. And that gets rid of all of the little things. You don't get little particles.
Here's your problem already, because this is my problem with frozen milk, is that I agree that it's a thing. I agree that people do it. But the moment you're in a situation where the emergency milk...
Yeah.
needs to be left out for a whole 24-hour period before you can have it.
Yeah, I really feel like some tea.
You might as well be going to the shops to buy some more milk.
No, but yeah. we just have different sensors. Your sensor starts kicking in when your milk hits right at the bottom of the jug, whereas mine kicks in at like, I don't know, a quarter left. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's get it out the freezer. I'm going to need this tomorrow.
Not working out well. So you're telling me you go through enough milk to like use two liters
in a week.
Yeah.
But yet the last quarter of your 2 liters is lasting you.
So I'm not as extreme as I used to be, but for some context, in high school I was eating 8 Weet-Bixes a morning.
Is Weet-Bixes the plural of Weet-Bix?
I think so.
Isn't it just one Weet-Bix, many Weet-Bix? It's like fish.
Surely, Andrew, wouldn't you have shriveled up with that much dry wheat?
I used basically a liter of milk for one bowl.
Oh my word!
So I go through milk.
I think we've just discovered why you are so tall. You have the strongest teeth and bones.
Yeah.
Your parents must have hated you going through that much Weet-Bix of milk.
Yeah. Gravity had no effect on your bone growth.
Yeah. Why do you think they chose like the cheapest cereal, the most tasteless thing ever?
But why did you eat so much of it?
Because I needed to be filled up.
Anyway, to the second point, the expiration date. Now, say, for argument's sake, I've got something that's expiring on the 20th, and today's the 15th, okay? I bring it home. From now till the 20th, I've got my 5 days. I put it in the freezer today, cryogenically frozen, like Walt Disney's head.
Yeah.
I take it out on the, let's say, 18th, 3 days later. Can I just go, straight maths, great, now it expires on the 23rd?
I would say it maybe takes off a day.
One day, then it's not worth it.
That's a pure guess.
That was scientific. I saw the working out. I saw your eyes darting backwards and forwards. I just don't know if it's worth it. The milk tastes worse. It freaks me out. There's an iceberg in the middle. You don't get as much time on the thing
on
the expiration date.
Okay. I mean, that's your opinion, because I have had I have had none of those experiences. Yeah. No icebergs, no particles, no bad taste.
Well, here's the, I think we need to do a taste
test. In fact, I've had worse experience recently with a large brand of shop whose milk does
no
not...
No one's listening to this, Andrew. You can
milk,
say.
No, I won't. Whose milk has significantly shorter shelf life than the expiry date.
Right.
A large brand of shop.
Yeah, a large brand of shop.
Did you buy that milk at that shop or at a corner cafe?
No, at that shop.
I bought it from the cow. Straight from the udder to the bowl.
Did you pick the item you wanted and then pay for it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right.
I also checked it. And it was woolen.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation about frozen milk. Did anyone notice the Cape Storm?
Was that the storm that was last week?
Yeah.
I noticed it. It wasn't really super noticeable where I was, but it
I think it varied where you were. Also. Yeah,
it was hugely noticeable where I was.
Yeah, we were in the same place.
A lot of
we?
Weather stuff is going to be noticeable from in the clouds. No, it blew Andrew, up. That's a joke about how tall you are.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
You can't just breeze past those, otherwise what's the point?
Breeze past. It's so good. It blew over my garden fence.
It blew over my garden fence, my house, yeah. My blew over everything, really, Andrew. I don't know why you're saying that.
What? Oh, I see.
I'm with you, Simon.
Yeah, so that's
anyway, I don't have much to say about the Cape Storm, other than I was watching the live.
Oh, I got no sympathy. I said you blew down my garden fence, and you came making jokes.
Oh, it blew down your garden fence? Well, you just said it blew over your garden fence. Like,
no, Simon was making
the
joke.
Comment about
it actually
it
blew the fence over. I was out there trying to put it together with bungee cords. Didn't work.
Bungee cords are the wrong thing to put in the wind.
First,
it's just
going to
stretch out and then jump back at you.
It's true.
Yeah, and
it's not very secure, a bungee cord.
Well,
a lot of give.
More than the fence. And there were in the park next to where I stay, two massive trees blew over.
The merry-go-rounds are going nuts.
So you stay in a park? We never knew that about you.
Anyway, the point is I was watching the live feed on Twitter, hashtag Cape Storm, in amongst like kind of tasteless jokes, pointless things, just literally people just going hashtag Cape Storm. I don't know what the point of that is. And like devastation and all these things. Some guy wrote, maybe the storm will help with the drought. I just thought it's that kind of forward thinking that nobody else is really, you know, there's going to be a lot of rain now.
Yeah.
So I best tell everyone that this might actually help with the drought.
Well, maybe, I mean, it's kind of, he's trying to, you know, G everyone up.
Yeah. It could be that. You could have just misspelt draft.
Yeah.
And he's just happy to be drinking some beer inside when there's a storm. You never know.
Well, there were a few drafts in my house, let me tell you, that storm.
But the nice thing about getting caught in the rain is that it's definitely a threshold where it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
because
that's
like,
true.
At first, if you're in the rain and you're getting wet and you're able to get to where you need to get to, it's fine. You're sorted. But then there's a time where you're getting a bit wetter and you're getting a bit more wet, and then suddenly like you're very damp.
Then
and
you're
then
the
it's
wettiest.
Like, and then it's like, no, I'm not going to get any more wet than this.
Yeah.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
So that's quite nice.
did you experience that whilst trying to put up a fence?
A little bit, but I was very much still in the, oh, I must get inside. I'll get too wet fence.
No, abandon it.
At any stage where you're kind of standing on like one of these like wooden planks that have fallen over and going like, should I put this up? Shouldn't I? I'm on the fence.
That's lovely. Would you rather? Welcome to Would You Rather. I'm going to be asking some Would You Rathers. And I'd like to hear what Andrew and Simon would rather. And for stakes and points, Andrew, you might want to listen up
here. Okay,
do we get stakes?
You can have some stakes if you
thanks.
Want. Yeah. There's a
minute steak
cattle baron nearby.
Are you going to treat me to a cattle
no,
baron?
No, but if you win, you can go down there yourself.
I don't know if that's really a prize.
There are points at stake.
Yay!
And
can I get points?
Yeah, you can definitely
can I
get
cash
points.
Them in for stake?
You know, for some extra points, I want to find out if you can guess what the general population voted for in these things too.
Mm. Great.
So I got two money questions and three foot questions.
Great. Kay?
Money questions and foot questions.
Let's start with this one.
I'm an expert in money and feet, so I'm going to pretty much sail away with this, Andrew. Sorry.
I was thinking there was a pun there. Sail away. You say you'd walk all over the competition or
no.
Sail
money
away.
Balls of my feet.
I didn't have any puns or jokes. I used it all with on the fence earlier. So
I quite like that.
I'm all out there.
Can you get a point for that?
Can he get a point for that?
That was a good joke.
No.
Okay.
Would you rather live forever or have unlimited money?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think personally, I would rather
I did ask you personally.
I would rather have unlimited money.
Okay.
Because with that, I could start paying scientists to figure out
Okay. What you're trying to do is you're trying to achieve option A with option B.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like hard and fast.
Okay, fine.
But if you live forever, you're probably going to be able to make a lot of money.
Not necessarily. Could
no,
be poor
you
forever.
You have to have no money ever.
Because remember,
changing the rules.
You're still going to age. You're just going to get more and more and more decrepit. So that's like a terrible option.
So eventually
so
you're
going to
be
approved.
No, you've made that up. I never said, and you age and get
okay,
more decrepit.
But then what age, you didn't say what age you stop aging
then. Age from when you make the choice.
You're that age.
Okay.
If I give you the options right now,
yeah,
to live forever or have unlimited money,
yeah, but
you're not going to have unlimited money slowly but surely. You're just going to have it.
Yeah.
So you're just going to live forever from now.
At the same age.
Why not?
Okay, all right.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because I think there'd be something a bit frustrating about being the same age as your wife just gets older and older and older, and eventually you look like some really weird, like, pervert for dating, like...
a 90-year-old.
90-year-old when you are, 33 or whatever I am. So I think I would go for the money because that way at least it's not that weird aging thing.
Yeah.
You don't also like outlive your friends, which would also be quite sad. Instead, you can treat your friends to lots of lovely things.
Okay.
Yeah, I also think the money thing, and I think that most people would also have said money.
Okay, and Simon?
Oh, jeez. Thing is, I don't know, most people probably want to live forever though because there's that song by Queen.
Okay, so you're saying unlimited money.
Yeah, I'm saying unlimited money.
And you are right.
Yay!
82% unlimited money.
That's an overwhelming majority.
I find interesting about this next question is it reminds me of Anchorman a little bit.
Okay.
Would you rather have 100% chance of finding 100,000 rand tomorrow... or have 60% chance of finding 500,000 rand tomorrow?
I'm going to have to ask you to say that again because my brain is struggling to comprehend
100% chance of finding 100,000 rand.
So I definitely get 100,000 rand tomorrow.
Yeah. Or you've got 60% chance of finding 500,000 rand tomorrow.
So it's still a better than half.
Yeah.
Same chance that you would pentuple your money.
But you might walk away with nothing, Andrew.
You might walk away with nothing.
Yeah, but that's very pessimistic looking.
Yeah, but in this equation, you're not even living forever. So you don't really even get the benefit of that. Well, I personally...
But also, you have nothing right now. Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have nothing. Sorry, Simon. I didn't mean that as a personal jab. But,
that stuff.
You either...
I have an iPad. it is an iPad mini, and I was given it for free, but...
You can kind of... your life can just stay as is, or you can have a smaller but still significantly great chance of having 500,000.
I mean, this question is really getting to the nub of whether we are gamblers or not.
I don't know if I'm happy with you saying the word nub.
Well,
also, Andrew, you brought up game theory a couple of podcasts ago.
Didn't I?
What do you think the game theory on this one is?
Or you should always change.
So I think personally, I'm going to take the surefire one.
Yeah.
I'll invest it and eventually get the 5,000.
No, you can't.
500,000.
You can't invest it. You have to spend it all.
And I think most people in the interwebs would actually take the chance, though. They'd go for the 60% chance.
So you're saying, like ABBA, they'd take a chance.
I agree with Simon.
Wonder if we can find an ABBA song for all of these.
I agree with Simon, except that I think most people would just take the money. Because cold hard cash is worth two in the bush.
Okay, well, I can reveal that you're both... Well, wait, one of you is right because you said different things.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're correct.
Yay!
66% of the people chose 100% chance to find 100,000 rand tomorrow.
A lot of stats in this question.
Yeah, let's move on to some feed questions.
So you said 50% of us chose that 100%.
Yeah. Would you rather lick an unknown person's foot or have your feet tickled for 30 minutes straight?
Okay, so...
That doesn't seem like a normal weighty question.
Okay. So this unknown person, I mean, is it just someone that you don't know, you can see them? Or
don't
is it literally like a random foot in a box that you stick your head in?
No, it's someone you've never met.
It's a stranger's foot.
So it could be like Tom Cruise's foot.
But you could greet them and say, you could ask them about them.
No, but you would know who Tom Cruise is by the fact that you brought him up.
Yeah, I guess so.
He doesn't know you, though, so it's kind of strange.
No, it has to be completely unknown.
And is this person definitely human? It's not like they've got a chocolate foot.
Let me just check quick in my notes. No, it doesn't mention a chocolate foot, strangely.
See, the thing is, I'm not, as a person, I don't think I'm that into feet. So I don't know.
Into feet as kind of.
I don't think I like feet enough to want to just at random lick them, whether they be a stranger or not a stranger.
What I've given you here is hopefully two semi-bad options.
Yeah, no, totally. And
well, my
what
feet
I
being
know,
tickled for like 30 minutes isn't that bad.
30 minutes
oh, that's
straight.
Bad.
And it's depends like if you're ticklish, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not ticklish. I'd go with that one.
So how much of a lick are we talking? Are we like a dab, like on the toe?
I think you'd
or is
get,
it like a full length of the foot?
I think you'd go along the length of the foot.
And also, how big are these people's feet?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could
for me,
lick a foot twice
a
before you've got to the end of one of yours. And I think it's about like tip of the tongue to maybe a quarter of the way in. You're not going like full flat tongue.
Okay.
But it's also not just the tip.
Is it a washed foot?
Well, that you don't know either and you can't ask.
Oh, man.
Jeez. It doesn't say where on the foot. It could be the top of the foot, much cleaner than the bottom.
We've established that it's the length of the foot.
Yeah, but the length of the foot could be the top length or the side length.
Isn't that worse? Full of hair?
Well, hairs, but it's like cleaner than I feel like the bottom of the foot is sweatier.
I do think the bottom of the foot's likely to be a bit more
pungent. Let's go with that then.
Oh. I think the tickling option is like totally okay. Even if you are super ticklish, it's
some
just
people like
want to
die when they're being tickled.
Often you could tickle my feet for the rest of the podcast, which is roughly half an hour.
You'd be like peeing and defecating all over the place.
I don't think I would be.
Not you. you're not in this anymore.
I don't think Andrew
it's
would
very
be either.
Which one you're going to take?
I mean,
Andrew's got so much foot to tickle.
It's a terrible choice.
Think about that.
Because you'd need a team of ticklers, a tickle team. yeah. I think I would take the lick option.
That's disgusting.
But 30 minutes.
Anyway,
think
cut
about
the podcast
minutes.
There. This has all just been a ruse to get Andrew to admit that he would look a stranger.
Because you
foot.
Can wash your tongue, you know, immediately afterwards, and the whole process takes a minute.
Are you super ticklish?
I think I'm quite ticklish, yeah.
You don't even know, and you're like dying to lick somebody's foot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think freak, I am, buddy. Which is why I'm tending away from
okay,
the tickles.
Okay, well, what do you think the public have said?
I think the public would rather be tickled.
Yeah, I don't think they've thought it through. The 30 minutes is a long time.
It is a long time to do anything solidly, especially something that's mildly unpleasant or horrifically unpleasant.
Especially in this world of hyperbole, where you say, I brushed my teeth for an hour yesterday. No, you didn't.
Yeah, a lot of boasters about brushing teeth.
Who's telling you they're brushing teeth for an hour?
People with very clean teeth.
Who are you checking in with about this?
My dentist.
Anyway, 83% went with foot tickled.
Yeah, because they're normal.
Score? Okay, Andrew, you've got one more point than Simon.
That's true.
Here we go. Number four. Would you rather go a week without social media or a week without shoes?
Where am I? Am I on a tropical beach? Because then the answer is shoes. But if I'm just in my normal life, which I presume is the question, then...
just let him talk his way out of this one. It's nice to hear him talk so much, actually.
I cannot go without shoes, so I will have to go without social media.
Okay, well, I'm going to kind of interject there. You definitely can go without shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, people for years and years before shoes existed were going around without shoes.
No, they weren't. They were trying to make shoes.
You might want to just keep some of this banter for the next question. It's also about not having shoes.
I definitely think that going without social media, I would quite like that, actually. I'm borderline out. I'm borderline off the Facebooks and Twitters and, I don't know, the MySpaces. And
except
the
for when you appear to make sweet jokes and then leave.
Yeah, that's...
Basking in the glory of likes.
But that's my style. Mic drop. Yeah. I'm out. So I kind of feel like, I would easily go without social medias. But the internet... This would be on the internet, so they'll be sitting there going, but then I wouldn't have been able to answer this would you rather question. And I don't need shoes. Hells, I don't even need feet. Cut off my feet and give me more social media. So I think I'm going without social media, but the internet's going without shoes.
I'm going without social media, but the internet is going without social media.
Ooh, said it differently to make it sound like it's not the exact same thing. The answer that the internet has provided is that 71% would go a week without social media.
No, they're lying. lying to impress people on social media.
I also find that weird. A week without shoes is quite nice, quite freeing. I haven't chipped in at all on any of these. Well, it would be all right. Not in winter.
No, that's ludicrous. But summer, hello.
Okay, we've approached the end of Would You Rather. Would you rather nice be barefoot every day or wear hiking boots every day?
Ooh, I practically do wear hiking boots every day. For me, this is easy. I would definitely wear, because what happens if you want to go on a hike?
Well, that's true. Yeah. You're equipped all of a sudden.
I mean, but how often do you go on hikes, Andrew?
I never go on hikes. Exactly. Anymore.
No point.
But I
no
want to be prepared a lot in of case us, that I do.
A lot of us hike to reach the summit.
The thing is, Andrew's already there. Hiking boots are multi-purpose. You can use them for
Really.
You can use them for crossing puddles, for just walking around day to day, going
puddles,
on walks.
Crossing puddles in bare feet. Much
terrible.
Better.
Oh, terrible.
So much better. So much more carefree.
I don't know if hiking boots are as multi-purpose as you think they are, Andrew.
What about stepping on glass? Try that with bare feet.
but you could also try that with, you know, slippers, slops.
You're not allowed them. You're allowed hiking boots or bare feet.
Or you could try not walking on glass. Like we all try all the time.
I personally don't really like shoes at all.
Think about how sweaty your feet would get if you're always in high. But it's trying to sleep.
Oh, you have to wear them while you sleep?
All day.
All the time, Andrew. This is the question.
You know what? That's fine. I'll wear them all the time.
Do you know what this is like? This is like when we are busy talking about the show and you decide that you're not going to read any of the texts we send you. And then you're going to ask questions that have quite clearly been covered by the texts we've sent.
I apologize for that, although one of them was slightly ambiguous. But what I will say is that you take terrible care of your feet. Only the other week you were telling us about how your toe is about to fall off.
Yeah,
what
true.
You need is a pair of hiking boots.
Hiking boots would have helped you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because in that period of time when that was going to happen, shoes were very sore. And if I'd been stuck in hiking boots, I'd have been quite a sad man. So I'm thinking that I would rather be barefoot because I prefer it anyway. Mm. The only reason I'm wearing shoes now is because it goes better with jeans and slops. And also your feet get a bit cold. And unfortunately, it's not...
Warm feet, warm body. That's what I say.
It's not acceptable to do the whole socks and slops thing. Like, you know, that was in the 90s and it hasn't pulled through.
Recently discovered that the Romans wore their socks and sandals that way.
Yeah, that's good to know.
You know, they're the kind of fathers of civilization, aren't they? No?
Possibly.
So what do you guys think the internet said?
I would prefer to wear hiking boots, but I think that the internet said no shoes.
I say no shoes, internet no shoes.
Okay.
New shoes.
The internet said 56%, so not a whopping landslide. Hiking boots. So no points for either of you.
Well, they can take a hike.
that was posted on the 22nd of September.
Yeah.
However, the same question was posed, but with the option of flip-flops or hiking boots.
Okay.
Exact same question on the 1st of October, so think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the internet said?
Flip-flops.
I think... By the time it's between... Yeah, flip-flops are probably... Flip-flops. Yeah, flip-flops.
Both correct, but only this time 54% said flip-flops. So what happened to those 2% that changed their mind? That was Would You Rather.
We'll never know.
Fun can be found in streeping around.
I don't know if you guys ever see celebrities in the malls when you're walking around.
Celebrities?
Yeah, like...
Minor celebrities, surely.
Well, it could be. I mean, I don't know any... Diggers. <they're> famous. I have this experience with Claire where I don't know if you follow cricket at all.
Nope.
I know quite
a lot about cricket. Yeah, I know Brian. I know David Richardson. I know Sean Pollock.
Yep. Sim Cox.
Wow. Sim Cox. No, you've lost it again.
Jonty Rhodes. He's big.
No, he's quite small, actually.
Why not? Well, right.
Farney. Was it Farney de Villiers?
It was.
Did you notice that nose around the corner?
Yeah. Well, none of those people.
Okay.
It was Mornay Morkel. Now,
was he in Morkel's?
Your two-year guarantee cricketer.
So, Mornay Morkel, I share an affinity with because we are a similar height. In fact, I think he might be taller than me. He is a very tall man.
Possible.
He's a very tall man.
Yeah.
No.
And... So the first time that we saw him in the mall,
he can't be as tall as you. Then it's unfair for fielding. You can just catch any six.
Yeah, but remember that tall people have longer tendons, so it takes a long time to move anywhere. So anyway, that's
like
science.
Those trees in Lord of the Rings,
exactly like the ants. So
is that how you walk?
Yeah,
hectic.
South, because it feels better going south. That's a quote from the movie.
Good.
Right.
It's not Star Wars. Didn't know it.
No. Okay. Anyway, we saw him in Century City a couple of years ago.
Was he a funny?
Did he just score a century?
My word. It was very difficult not to see him. And then we were in Cavendish Square.
Yeah.
and we saw him again.
Was he on the square leg?
That's very good.
Thanks.
And then after that,
he was wicketkeeper.
Claire saw him in another mall.
Sure? Sounds like he's stalking
just
you.
Following you.
Well, I don't know. So I have entitled the story Mornay Morkel, because we always see him in the malls.
Wait, what? Oh, Morkel.
Yeah, Morkel.
Okay, I didn't hear that. So I was just like waiting for there to be a line in the story.
Sounds like Mornay Stalker. I think what's happened here.
Yeah.
If I don't want to freak you out.
Okay.
But I think Mornay Morkel is probably single.
Yeah.
And he's seen you in the mall with Claire, and he's gone, oh my word, someone who's as freakishly tall as me has managed to find someone that's given me hope.
Yeah.
And he's gone, or I can just steal Claire. And so what he's done is he's stalking
you. Because I don't think Claire's ever seen my face because it's so high up. So maybe he thinks he can just like substitute himself.
Yeah, I think so. I think he needed to really like get a restraining order against him.
He's just looking for a tall friend.
Oh, that would be nice.
There must be certain things that only tall people can do, like getting on certain rides. The like really, really, really scary rides where you have to be super tall to ride this ride.
Yeah, your high fives are probably more successful if your friends are so tall.
Higher fives.
Yeah, the highest fives.
But I feel like I was stalked by Ed Sheeran.
What?
But only by one of his songs.
Oh.
On the radio. So I was driving to work and I was listening to the radio, not Car FM. Actually, it probably was. And the DJ said that the song The Shape of You, she keeps hearing it everywhere and stuff. And I thought to myself, oh, that's stupid. Obviously, it's quite a popular song.
Yeah.
She was kind of making a point that the song was like stalking her. And then that same day, like, I obviously heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
And then I went out to YouTube and it was like one of the suggested things was like somebody else covering it.
Yeah.
And then I went to my mom's place and she'd taped like one of these The Voice things.
Yeah.
And somebody was singing the song.
Okay.
And then drove home and heard it on the radio again.
Yo.
So is that the same? Is that what you experienced?
Well, I think it is the same, except in your case, Ed Sheeran is trying to make you listen to his music.
Because when he was talking about The Shape of You, if he was talking about The Shape of You, Andrew.
Oh, it would be very tall. It would be like a stick.
Like tree shape.
Yeah.
Were the covers, were the covers all called The Shape of The Shape of You?
That would be good. They should have done that.
Have you been stalked, Simon?
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, watch out. I only have very, very pro stalkers. No, I don't think I've ever been stalked, especially not by a cricketer or a song. I have had some people text me before and I'm not really known who they are and have replied and then blocked.
You replied stop to opt out.
Yeah. I think that's, so I've had that, but I don't think that really classifies as stalking really, because in some ways it's very lazy stalking on their behalf.
Yeah.
Sending a text. this Mornay thing is like a serious problem. Have you thought about getting other cricketers involved to like, you know, for backup?
Well, I thought maybe I should try and get a rugby player involved so you could really tackle him. Because cricketers are quite fragile.
So like your James Dalton or your James Small. Yeah. Maybe you need James Small because he's like small enough to go underneath the radar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Are we using radar now to keep an eye on Mornay Morkel? Is he that
Imagine
tall?
Mornay Morkel and James Small in like a buddy cop film.
I think Mornay Morkel would fly above the radar.
I don't think Mornay Morkel would be at a CG James Small. I think he'd be too small for Mornay to even be aware of his presence.
Yeah.
So he's a good person to have on your side.
Do you think he would carry him like the ants carry the hobbits?
Oh, wait, they could be friends. Then he would have found a friend and he could stop stalking me.
That kind of works. I think I can hear Mornay Morkel outside. Oh, no, that's not him. That's
Hey!
Quiz!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quiz time. And this week's quiz, well, I would just like to say that this week's quiz is the Amy Poehler quiz.
And would you like to say that?
I would like
would
to say that.
Would you like to try to say it again?
No, I think I nailed it the second and a half time.
Oh, boy.
And I would just like to say, yeah. Simon, I'm calling you out.
Yeah, why?
Because last week you said, oh, next week's probably the Amy Poehler quiz.
Yeah.
And so I want to know, have you done your research?
No.
Yeah, he also said he'd brush up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done any of those two things that I said I would do.
Okay, well, there we go. I thought that might be the case, and so I went ahead with the Amy Poehler quiz all the same. We're going to start with Amy Poehler round one. And these are general knowledge questions about Amy Poehler.
Okay. She's quite a polarizing figure.
This is good.
Here's the first question. In the 90s, she appeared on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, playing which actor's younger sister?
Ooh, beep.
Simon.
Meryl Streep.
Is incorrect.
Andy Richter?
Is the right answer. And apparently her character was to be psychotically obsessed with Conan.
Okay. Like a big
crush. I could see her playing that.
I could see that too.
Question.
Beep. Andy Richter. No, for the first question.
Oh, no.
Just a bit delayed.
Not how that round works. I'm sorry. Question two is, when she was a teenager, she worked at a shop called Chadwick's, which sold what? Dylan.
Toffees.
It's incorrect. Right line of thought.
Beep.
Simon.
Sweets. Beep candy. No, beep chocolate.
It's incorrect. It's wrong.
Candy floss.
It's incorrect.
Beep M&M's.
It's incorrect. It's colder.
Beep ice cream.
Simon beat first and said ice cream, so he gets the point.
Yes.
Just an ice cream parlor.
Sure, I was going to go for horse saddles.
It's colder.
Before we found out it was sweets, I was going to go for horse saddles.
Chadwick's horse saddles.
It sounds like a good place to buy horse saddles from. Yeah.
Chadwick's horse saddles for the tiny bottomed. Right. Question three is, Amy has the rare distinction of being in two movies that opened on the same day in the US. These movies were Mean Girls and what?
Beep.
Simon.
Blades of Glory.
It's incorrect.
Pick of Destiny.
Is incorrect. Beep, I'm going to give you a clue.
Beep. Wet Hot American Summer.
Is incorrect. I'm going to give you a clue. This movie is named after one of the seven deadly sins.
Beep.
Last. Dylan. Is incorrect.
Beep. Envy.
Is the right answer. With Jack Black.
Yeah, that is and film.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
I don't remember her being in it.
That was on April the 30th, 2004.
Ben Stiller comes to mind quicker than Christopher Walken, surely.
Oh, he was in that though.
Yeah. Think of the cover. I might have that on my shelf. I've seen it.
You really should have gotten an answer right
there. I know, I was just thinking of the other ones.
Right, and the last question in this round is, how many times has she been nominated for a Primetime Emmy for her work on Saturday Night Live? Dylan beeped first.
I'm going to go, this is closest answer.
It
right?
is, yes.
I'm going to go with six.
All right.
I'm going to go with four.
All right, well, the correct answer was two, so damn Simon wins. That point.
No, man.
So, we're going to move on to round two, which is first, best, most. And... you know how it works by now. Mm-hmm. So, the first movie that she was involved in, out of these three beep. Options...
Oh, he's beeped.
Okay.
That was a mistake.
Jeez,
beep.
Well, I'm going to say Wet Hot American Summer.
He leant down on his buzzer.
These are quite obscure. So, good luck.
Okay.
You're going to say Wet Hot American Summer.
I'm going to have to now. I'm going to opt to hear the options.
Probably a wise choice in the situation. Yeah. Okay, so the options are...
It's my only chance.
Tomorrow Night... Saving Manhattan and Deuce Bigelow.
Okay, two of those I've not heard of. What's Deuce Bigelow? Let's go with whatever was Manhattan something.
Saving Manhattan.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you are both wrong, Simon especially.
extra wrong.
It was Tomorrow Night, which was in 1998.
Okay.
Okay. The second part of this round is best, so the highest rating on IMDb.
All right.
And here are the three options. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Mean Girls, mm-hmm. Arrietty, mm-hmm. and Inside Out.
Beep.
Dylan beeped first.
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
I'd be very surprised if it wasn't Inside Out. So Inside Out.
Inside Out. Okay, you are both correct.
Yes.
Internet hasn't failed me.
Dylan gets 2 points. Simon gets one. Inside Out has a rating of 8.2.
Sure.
And then Arrietty's in second place.
How does that compare to Jurassic World? Have you got those stats on hand?
Those are old stats. So I'll have to go into the archives.
Ah.
Okay, and then most. This is the most that it's grossed in US domestic, so it's just the US. Okay, out of these three movies, here we go.
You know that the year Ghost came out, Ghost grossed the most.
Okay, the three movies are... Okay. Shrek 3, Inside Out,
and Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Dylan B. I've buzzed in. I want to go Inside Out again. I just think it was such a mammoth hit.
Beep. I want it to be Inside Out, dearly.
Mm.
But I have a feeling that maybe people, like loads of people, went to go see Shrek 3.
Yeah, it's going to be Shrek. If it's not the one I got, it's definitely going to be Shrek. And not the third one, Shrek on my face.
Okay, well, the correct answer was Inside Out.
Yay!
I'm actually quite happy about that. I didn't want it to be Shrek 3.
It's a win for everyone.
With 356 million.
I'll give myself a point for that.
I think you'll find that you have no such point. Okay, we're going to move on to
the end.
We're going to move on to round three, which is finish the...
Thanks for the point.
Quote. And the first quote is, I've always dreamed of growing up to be...
Beep.
Simon.
Famous.
Is incorrect.
Funny.
Is
Beep.
Incorrect.
A comedian.
Think is incorrect. Think more literal.
A woman.
Dylan. Even more literal.
A person.
Is incorrect. Incorrect.
Beep, an adult.
Incorrect. Like, you cannot get more literal.
Growing up to be...
A grown-up.
Always dreamed of growing up to be...
Beep, awake.
Is incorrect.
What? Besides this literal clue, what's the other clue again?
I mean...
Beep, an actor.
Yeah, but which one?
Beep, an actress.
Which one?
Beep, listen, you know.
Myself. Herself.
Is the right answer. Amy Poehler. Dylan, you get the point. Second quote is,
I'm getting that point at the end.
Disgruntled.
The second question is, well, the second quote is, I was the daughter of teachers, so school was always...
Beep.
Simon.
Home.
Home. Is not right.
A breeze.
Is incorrect.
Beep. Stressful.
Is incorrect, Dylan.
Fun.
Is incorrect, Simon.
Beep. Awkward.
No.
Beep. Easy.
It's incorrect.
Why is my buzz not counted?
Dylan.
I can't remember. Difficult.
Is incorrect.
No.
School was always...
I'm sure he starts to give us clues at when we've guessed about eight different ones.
Beep. A relief?
No. So if her parents were teachers...
Family reunion.
No, it was obviously something that was quite crucial to the family. I mean, now we're basically just looking for the word, but unfortunately you haven't said the right thing. You've said lots of answers.
Quite crucial to the family.
Yeah.
That's not a good clue.
Grandchild?
That's not a good clue, and I'm actually going to move on.
Oxygen?
The correct answer was important. Very important.
Yeah.
You really didn't say it.
Probably would have gone there with better clues.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'll give myself another point.
I didn't have any. Simon, I don't like your sub quiz that you got going on there.
I think I'm going to aim to win Simon's sub quiz.
I'll give you a point.
The last quote is, any actor or actress that tells you they don't watch their stuff is...
Beep.
Simon.
Lying.
Is the right answer.
Good
okay.
point.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last round is distant relative, and we're going to be talking about the movie Inside Out.
Oh, I love this film.
So, the first question is, in the first day of school scene, one of the cool girls is wearing a skull shirt similar to the shirt worn by which Pixar character?
Beep.
Simon.
I'm going to go for Sid.
Is the right answer. Sid in Toy Story.
Yes.
Blast.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, thanks.
The second question is, which famous musician is the voice behind Mind Worker Cop Jake?
Eddie Van Halen.
Is incorrect.
Bruce Springsteen.
Is incorrect. I'll give you a clue. He's a bassist.
Beefly.
Is the right answer, Dylan. Well done.
The dull beep, though.
He did beep.
Oh, darn it.
okay, the third question is, depending on the country of release, Riley's father daydreams either about hockey or
beep.
What sport, Simon?
Baseball.
Incorrect.
Rugby.
Beep. Football. Incorrect. Simon, that is the correct answer.
Yes.
Hold on. American football.
No, that's incorrect.
What was it?
It's soccer football.
Oh, right. Done.
Okay. And the last question.
I was being so smart.
The last question, I can reveal that you guys are both tied on 7 points.
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, I've got those two extra ones, and you got that one extra one.
No, you didn't. That's not true. So,
only
the last question makes it. This is a closest answer wins.
Sweet.
Here we go. A team of how many animators worked on the movie? And this team was about half the size of previous Pixar films. Simon.
I'm going to say a team of 120 animators.
All right.
I'm going to say, and I think I'm going to get this on point.
Okay.
It was 119 animators.
Well, closest answer wins.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can reveal that Dylan takes it.
Yeah.
Because it was 45.
Which is 45.
Way off, but he gets the point.
Barry, ask that question again.
And a team of how many animators worked on the movie? About half the size of previous Pixar films.
Simple.
So, that can't be right, though.
Dylan wins the quiz.
Why can't
with
that be right?
8 points to 7.
Because it definitely would be more than 45 animators.
Why?
Maybe there would be 45 lead animators, but the...
It's a team of 45 animators.
It's just they would never be able to make...
I mean, it's somewhere between 45 and 119. Let's be clear about that.
Well done, Dylan.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Wait, but with my three extra points...
Three now?
I've given my an extra
You've
because...
You've taken
of,
my one.
I've taken your one because you didn't need it.
Yeah, that's true. What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to add them to my current score.
Okay.
And surpass you.
Oh. In, like, your head?
Yeah, yeah,
like inside out.
No, yeah, definitely. It's a victory in my head. I don't want
you've got
you've won Andrew's quiz, but I've won mine.
If you have enjoyed the quiz and do in fact know if there were 45, not you, Simon, I'm talking to our listeners, 45 or 119 animators, you can tell us at podcast@brotherstreep.com, and then we will know for next time when it doesn't come up. Have a cool week further.
Yeah, I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Bill Streep. Goodbye.
I'm Andrew.
Welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
We're doing it all again, baby.
Bye.
Bye.